Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to remind you that I have already done this about the resolution of the Inland Transport Committee facilitating the development of container transport on inland waterways. This resolution was adopted by ITC at its 85th session in February 2023. In this resolution, ITC encouraged the contracting parties to AGN, the European Agreement, AGTC, and the Protocol on Combined Transport on Inland Waterways, to AGTC, to strengthen the implementation of these instruments, and in doing so, to update, as necessary, the coordinated international and national action plans for the development and operation of a network of inland waterways of importance for international combined transport, as well as for terminals in ports, and put them in operations through national investment programs. The committee requested SC3 and the Working Party on Intermodal Transport and Logistics, WP24, to consider establishing the joint management of the above-mentioned legal instruments by their contracting parties where relevant. The working party may wish to begin discussion and to exchange opinions on establishing the joint management and or monitoring of both legal instruments, and may wish to provide recommendations for SC3 and also make a proposal for consideration by the working party WP24. The main question is how this can be practically organized following the common practice of work of the working parties, and also taking into account the provisions from the legal agreements that regulate the adoption of amendment proposals to them. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.